my friend. This is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And it is a privilege to be sharing the good word of God with you today. We're talking about in times of famine, how the Lord supernaturally provided. We're looking particularly at Joseph. He is definitely a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can see in Genesis chapter 41, just a brief overview of what we talked about yesterday. And it says in verse 55, "And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, Go unto Joseph, and what he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt, and all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all the lands. And when Jacob saw," this is chapter 42, verse 1, "and when Jacob saw that there was no corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, Why do you look one upon another? And he said, Behold, I've heard that there's corn in Egypt." Oh, I like that. "I've heard that there's corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die." Friend, there's no doubt that we are living in amazing times. As I said yesterday, each day our secular media is filled with the news of another crash on Wall Street, the closing of another bank or big business. And no matter where you look in the world, whether it's Sydney, Tokyo, Moscow, or London, the economic picture is said to be worsening to catastrophic proportion. But oh, thank God, we know that our God is not surprised about these events. Although our world is beginning to panic in the face of such perilous times, we as Christians can understand that all of these events are a part of God's brilliant master plan. Let me say that again. God has a brilliant master plan. And isn't it great to know that God isn't surprised by any of these events? In fact, he told us to expect to see all of these things in the last days. Remember what Jesus said in Luke chapter 21. Verse 25, it says, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations." One translation says perplexity of nations. Oh, isn't it good, my friend, that you and I can read these words of Jesus and take comfort that he said it over 2,000 years ago, and that here we are. But what did he do? He said, "And when you see these things begin to come to pass," verse 28, "then look up." So we're not going to look down. We're not going to be depressed. We're not going to wring our hands and say, "Oh no, what are we going to do?" No, this same Jesus who prophesied these things about perplexity of nations, he said, "Look up, lift up your head." Okay, Lord, if you said we can do it, then we can do it. "For your redemption draweth nigh." Friends, that's good news. I believe that we are the generation that will see the Lord Jesus Christ coming on the great cloud of glory. "And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds, according to 1 Thessalonians. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And so, but in the meantime, here we are on planet Earth. And we see all these things happening, just like Jesus said. But they are a part of God's plan, because he's shaking things. And we recall of the words of the Lord in Matthew 24, it says, verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Recall the words of Jesus to the disciples, quote, "Go teach all nations." This is in Matthew 28, verse 19. "And ye shall be witnesses unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Now remember Acts 1:8, witnesses that God so loved the world that he's given all of mankind a way of escape and a way to have everlasting life. So with this understanding, we as Christians can be excited that we have inside information, and that God has made preparation for his people. and is going to bless us in the midst of this global crisis. In fact, we are going to be blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Joseph is a type of Christ. Joseph was in prison. Pharaoh's dream was interpreted. And in one day, that's right, in one day, Joseph is exalted from the prison to become the governor of all the land of Egypt. Hallelujah, our Lord Jesus, suddenly was resurrected from the dead and exalted to the right hand of the Father. And so also we have been raised up together with Him and made to sit together with Him. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to Joseph in Genesis chapter 41, and we'll begin reading with verse 38 through 49. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "Forasmuch as God hath shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, "Bow the knee." And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I'm Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's name. Now get this, this is very interesting. Pharaoh gave Joseph a Egyptian name, and it's called Zaphnath-Paneah. Zaphnath-Paneah. And he gave him a wife. And Joseph was about 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the 7 plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And verse 48, and he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, and laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn in the, now listen to this, this is so amazing. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left numbering, for it was outnumber. Now, the Egyptian name that Pharaoh gave him, again, Zaphnath-Paneah, meaning abundance of life. Jerome interpreted it to mean savior of the world. In the Hebrew, it means he who sees in secret. For 7 years, God blessed Egypt with an abundance of corn, much like the abundance that the Americans has enjoyed for so many years now. And during this time, Joseph had taken a fifth part, that's 20%, of the harvest and put it up for the future. If you do the math, he's taking more than he knows is necessary to meet the need for the 7 years, and he's putting it up into storehouses. This helps to understand something about God's economy when it comes to answering our prayers. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. "But thou, when thou enterest into thy closet," now keep your mind on that word closet, "when you enter into your word closet, and when thou shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." The closet in the Greek literally means storehouse. Storehouse. Jesus was saying, when you go into your closet to pray, you're going to be storing up petitions to be answered in the future. Hallelujah. We've often heard people questioning, why don't we see the immediate miracles and effects of prayers that we prayed when we clearly see them in the ministry of Jesus in the early church? And Jesus is telling us, greater works shall we do. The answer is that God has a plan to reach this world with a greater awakening than at any time in past history. In this famine, God is going to open all of the storehouses, and the nations will come to buy corn. Hallelujah. Now you think about Cornelius, the Roman who was a centurion in Acts chapter 10. And it says that he prayed to God, and those prayers went up as a memorial before the Lord. That prayer went up as a storehouse before the Lord, and it came down as an answered outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And Cornelius and his household became the first people who were not of Jewish descent to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire with the evidence of speaking with tongues. So you know that the storehouse of prayer, where people are praying for this great awakening, there will be a time in God's great understanding where, like Joseph, the Lord will open the storehouses of our prayers and pour out a blessing. Hallelujah. And so I'm getting so excited here. Let's continue. Notice that Jacob, this would have been the father of Joseph, heard that there was corn in Egypt, and all of the nations stopped fighting and lined up to buy corn. Without CNN, Fox News, or internet, there was a chant that went out through the land, "There's corn in Egypt, corn in Egypt, corn in Egypt. Have you heard? There's corn in Egypt." And as God began to open all of the storehouses, we're about to see this same thing happen again. Praise God. All along, God has been meeting our needs and answering our prayers on a level that has kept us in faith, but it's been nothing like we're about to see. The corn that has been put up in those storehouses, that is, closets of prayer, is as numberless as the sands of the sea and has been waiting. It's been held back, just waiting for the day when the gospel would be recognized and the whole world, in its greatest hour of shaking and need, would see the mighty miracles of God and an awakening like no time in history. Praise God. Oh, my friend, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that we can lift up our heads and look into our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, running our race for Him in these final hours with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And those prayers we've prayed have been a memorial before the living God. And I just want to invite you to call or write Billy Brim, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or write or call 1-800-972-3447. This is Shelley Brim Oaks wishing you shalom, shalom.